34 minutes after the hour, America, Sue Hewitt with an extended conversation with Bernie Marcus, who started the Home Depot in the late 1970s on a number of different issues. I hope to get him back, but mostly I want you to know about the Job Creators Alliance that he's founded at jobcreatorsalliance.org. Bernie Marcus, the NBA draft is in Newark tonight. You're from Newark, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
So what has happened to that city? Who destroyed Newark?
Well, look, you know, it came about because of the riots that happened really many, many years ago, back in the 70s, as you know. And I lived in that city. It was a great city. It was a wonderful city, multiracial. Whites and blacks lived together. And after the riots, I mean, what happened is that all the whites moved out of the city. They lost their base of business, and they destroyed their business. They destroyed grocery stores, drug stores, all the places that, the good, hard-working people worked at, and they took away their ability to earn a living. And it was a downward spiral. Now, I understand now, and I've been back there, that there's been a lot of money poured into it. They have a mayor who's a good mayor, who's trying to bring that city back. It's a very, very important spot. There are lots of people that work there. There are people that deserve a good life. They deserve to have the kind of education for their children. And I hope they're going to be successful.
Yeah, Bernie, you've got so many people working with you on the Job Creators Alliance. You've got John Allison, who's the former chairman and CEO of BB&T. You got Brad Anderson from Best Buy, John Mackey from Whole Foods, Susan Story from Southern Company. Do all these people, when you get together, do you ever look at the inner core of America's cities and say that doesn't have to be that way? If they'll just let us do our jobs, we can renew those areas?
Look, I think that the private enterprise system, we have seen it over the years. This is not a new thing. Whenever you have private enterprise involved in something, it's successful. When you have government involved with it, it's not successful. If they would just let the private enterprise go and leave us free, and don't encumber us with the rules and the regulations that you have to adhere to, I think that America would be in a better place. And I think that the poor people that live in the urban areas who suffer the most would be the best off. If you look at education by itself, you understand that these kids are not being educated, but that when they go to charter schools, and there was a charter school in Washington, D.C., I just read an article today, 98% of these kids from the worst homes, from the worst families, 98% graduated, and they have 100% acceptance rates for college.
Yeah, charter schools work. I'm on the board of one over in Arizona, Great Hearts, Arizona.
Yeah,
and they work.
But that's free enterprise.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, you're a great philanthropist, but I want to talk about Israel a little bit because you're a strong supporter of Israel. What do you make of this president's policy towards Israel?
It's very hard to understand. You know, he threw Mubarak under the bus. I think the Saudis are frightened to death because he's going to throw them under the bus. I think that he is he doesn't have the courage of his convictions. I think that, you know, we watch Iran slowly but surely taking over in the Middle East. It's deadly. And we see a president that's very weak on Iran. They're going to get the bomb. And when they get the bomb, they're going to dominate the Middle East. It's not going to be a good place. Israel is not going to go down. I will tell you, they're going to fight to the last breath of life. This president's not making it easy for the state of Israel.
Okay, let's conclude by talking about, we've run through the bad stuff, and we haven't touched on Sarbanes-Oxley or Dodd-Frank or any of the disaster or the flight of capital, the freezing. We haven't talked about any of this, but we've touched on a lot of the problems. Can this all be turned around, Bernie Marcus?
People, yeah, I think that if this election, if we elect the proper Congress and we elect a president that's got courage and is willing to stand up, I think that we can turn it around. I am very concerned about the economy. I'm frightened to death about it. I have such emotion about these 14 million people out of work. I mean, these are hardworking people that worked at jobs at all levels that can't find work today. This is a tragedy for America.
How quickly can that situation be turned
around? Nothing is quick. Remember, we owe a tremendous amount. Our debt is insurmountable. It's insurmountable. And unless this Congress does something about it right now, unless this president does something about it right now, I don't know what the future's going to hold.
You know, the debt ceiling talks collapsed today. I talked to John.
You know what? Rightfully so. They walked out of the meeting. They want to increase taxes. At the last election, they heard from the public that the public doesn't want to go for new taxes. They want to see cutback. Listen, when you have people right now, the food stamps, that you have so much fraud in Medicare, Medicaid, the food stamp program. I mean, why don't they attack the things that we're just throwing money out the window on?
From your lips to their ears, Bernie Marcus, good luck with the JobCreatorsAlliance.org. We will check back with you in a couple of weeks if we can find the time to get you back. You would, anytime you're welcome here, Bernie, to spread this gospel. I'll be right back, America, on The Hugh Hewitt Show.